WRNN FM 99.5 presents Heather Hansen O'Neill on the humanity of sales, where purpose meets profit. Made possible by Tammy Hardy, certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. This is where we shine a light on local business leaders who are actively helping our community and learn about the correlation between doing good and profitability. And now, Heather Hansen O'Neill.
Hello and welcome to the Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit. I'm Heather Hansen O'Neill and Tammy Hardy, CFP and owner of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies, is joining me as a co-host. And we have a fabulous guest for you today. But before we introduce the guest, Tammy, welcome. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you. Hey, I'm really curious. It's that time of the year. Do you have any New Year's resolutions or anything that you're thinking about for next year?
It's so funny. I try not to get too absorbed in New Year's resolutions, but I think the older I get, the more I think about what I want my life to be like. And so what I'm looking at 2025 for is to spend time with people and do more things that fill me up instead of draining my energy and my time. Like, I really want to fill my life with the people that just bring me joy and, you know, are just positive and that kind of thing. So I'm kind of evaluating some of that for 2025. How about you?
That's fantastic. And you know, this is the time of the year that I love to do that too. And I like that you're focusing on that, because when you focus on filling yourself, that's going to overflow in your roles and on all the people that you touch. So that's really important. And for me, I'm not a big resolution person, because I think sometimes people have this perception that by February, they give up. But I'm the same as far as wanting to be focusing on who I want to be versus what I want to do.
That's
so
great.
Yeah. I think it's similar. So would you like to introduce our fantastic guest today?
I would absolutely love to introduce her. So we have with us today, Dr. Alina. She's the owner of Dunes Dental Services and the only dentist working on a highly maintained private practice in Surfside Beach, South Carolina, right down the street from me, right near next door to you. Dr. Alina was born in Romania and has been living in the U.S. for 25 years now. So, Dr. Alina, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's so great to be here with you guys. Thank you for having me.
We love having you. Now, you know, there's a lot of questions that I have. So we're going to start with a nice, easy one to get into this. Why would a patient choose Dunes Dental Services as their dental home?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I would say because patient is our center care. We always put patients first in everything we do in our office. And I am in this office for 17 years. I had to put systems in place to increase the safety and efficiency of my practice. And no matter what I have done, the number one question always was for me, how is the patient going to benefit out of whatever I was doing? Mm-hmm. And I consider that patient-doctor relationship has to be a trustful and honest one, and also has to be a win-win relationship. And that's why, for example, I founded the membership in my office. And by that, patient wins by reduced prices, and I win by not having to deal with insurance. We also respect our value of the patients, and we listen to concerns, and we hear and put first the patient wishes. If you don't care about a tooth, I won't bother trying to convince you to treat it, but I will give you all the benefits of treating or not treating the tooth, so you can make informed decisions according to what is important to you.
You know, that Focus on the patient is something that I have always admired about what you do, and one of the main reasons that we wanted to bring you here on the humanity of sales, because humanity in business, humanity in sales, humanity in leadership is exactly that. Right, Tammy? It's about that interaction, that personal interaction. Don't you agree?
Oh my goodness, yes. And especially, and maybe I'm not the best person to comment on this because I personally have such a fear of the dentist. It's probably irrational. So for me, that human side to actually, see someone who cares about me and how I'm feeling and shows that makes a huge difference.
So I'll tell you, Tammy, before I became a patient of Dr. Alina's, I was a little nervous too. I have a little bit of that anxiety, but one of the things was word on the street was that I kept hearing about people say who had anxiety and who went to her and they were like, "Oh, it was the best experience ever. I've never been, the best patient myself, but when I go there, I feel comfortable." So, Dr. Alina, I'm actually skipping ahead for a moment because I wanted to ask you about, a few other things about your practice. But since we started talking about that comfort, you do a really good job of making the patient as comfortable as possible. So, are there ways that you really focus on doing that?
So I offer sedation dentistry, which is the conscious type of sedation, where I give you a few pills, you go in Lululand, and the second day you don't remember what happened. And that helps a lot of people in my practice. I had people that came in as new patients and could not even stay in the chair for the exam. So I had to sedate them, and now they are coming and having cleanings and work done without anything. So that's a tremendous help.
So, Dr. Alina, I don't do any of the actual sedation, but I will tell you, just listening to your voice and everyone that you have working there is very calm. It makes me feel much more comfortable. Is that something that you've cultivated, or is that just natural?
I think that's coming natural for me. When I'm in front of a patient, I try to dedicate myself to that person that's in front of me, and my whole focus is there. And I try to understand the person. I try to take in account what is important for the patient at the time. And I give you out all my options and I let you decide, because in the final, it's you that's going to wear the teeth that you have in your mouth. And however you want to do it, I will help you get there. And by the fact that I can give a lot of treatment options, I think patients are very happy.
Yes, I agree. So, if I know, I'd love for you to talk a little bit about what makes you special and different from the rest of the world, because I know you've got some different, where you come from, accreditations, and all of that fun stuff. So, could you share a little bit about that?
Yes. So if it comes to procedures, what special procedures I do in my office, I would say none. And there's nothing special that we offer here, but I do not offer anything in my office that someone else would do better. So to the curious minds, I say, I graduated two dental schools, one in Romania that was 6 years long, and I also graduated University of Pittsburgh School of Dental Medicine in 2 years. So I have 8 years of dental school under my belt. Plus, I graduated Dr. John Coy's program in Seattle, and that was a very intensive program that I will be for. Is one of the best dentists in the world. a privilege to learn from a giant. The course with each symposium that is offered every year, where he presents the latest research on everything that dentistry has to offer. And I take several continuing education courses and I get knowledge as much as it gets. So what I offer different to my patients, I would say it's knowledge. Personalized experience for premier results and total transformation dentistry.
You know, and I'm going to just, if I can, Heather, just jump in here because, in some ways, I think, Dr. Elena, you are a little different. Because one thing I noticed right away when I was looking at your website is on one of your pages, the cleanings and exam, you have. It's why a dental cleaning is not just a cleaning. And you go into, the word just and how that pertains. And I think that's very different. And I think that a lot of people don't think about some of the items that you've mentioned there and make it more real. You looking at your website, it's easy to see that, you're a real person and you're trying to make people comfortable in an uncomfortable environment. And I think that's different. You don't see that a lot with other dentists.
That's true. That's true. I care about every aspect of dentistry that I offer here.
And that caring, that humanity is such a big part of what makes the loyalty of people wanting to return back and wanting to tell other people and send referrals and things like that. Tammy, you noticed that as well with your new practice, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
The people, when you touch that human side of people, that makes a huge difference. I've gone to a couple of dentists in the area, and I will be honest, I haven't found one that gives me that yet. I may have to come and see you, Dr. Elena.
Oh, I would welcome you.
I would recommend it, Tammy. She's really quite wonderful. Now, we are getting ready to go into a break. And then on the other side of the break, there are some fascinating stories that Dr. Alina is going to share with us about, how she interacts with her staff as well as with the community, not just with the patients that we've been talking about, which is so important. But because we're here on the show, The Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit, we want to look holistically at how we interact in every facet. So join us on the other side of the break. We'll be back momentarily and we'll learn a little bit more about Dr. Alina.
Hello, my name is Tammy Hardy, and I'm a certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. I'm focused on helping clients build confidence and achieve their financial and life goals. I provide financial planning, investment management, tax planning, and estate strategies. And I'm also passionate about helping women build their financial confidence. Reach out to me, Tammy Hardy, today at thrivepws.com. That's thrivepws.com. Thank you.
The Elite Sales Alliance is a powerful community of top performers focused on sales excellence, partnership, accountability, and contributions. It's about unlocking the human elements of sales and change. Where else can you find inspiration, strategy, tools, connections, and results for less than one Starbucks coffee a week? Get more information here, bit.ly/Elite Sales Alliance. That's bit.ly/Elite Sales Alliance.
Hello and welcome back to the Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit. I am Heather Hansen O'Neill. I am your host. I'm here with my co-host, Tammy Hardy, CFP, Certified Financial Planner, and owner of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. And we're talking to Dr. Alina, who is the owner of Dunes Dental Services. Now, before we went to the break, we were talking about her practice and how much she cares about her patients and how comfortable she makes everyone. But now we're going to do a little bit of a shift. So I'm very curious, Dr. Alina, you do, how you treat your people, your staff is really important to you. You do some really interesting things to express your appreciation. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, when you have a dental practice like mine, you realize that you are the doctor, but you are nothing without the rest of the team. I depend so much on my people, and I am forever grateful for them. And I like to reward them and make them be part of what I am. So far in the 17 years that we are in here, I do have people with me exactly for 17 years. My office manager is here since I almost opened the office, and I have two people more than 10 years who are working with me. So what I offer them is fun. So we went in an Alaska cruise together. We went to Hawaii in a 7-day cruise on all the islands. Last year we went to Santorini. We've been to Niagara. We've been to Biltmore, Disney. For 10 years anniversary, I sent them in Europe trips. Another one went to Santorini second time. London, Paris, and I have one assistant that's leaving tomorrow for Punta Cana for 7 days.
So, Dr. Alina, this is amazing. I spoke to someone from your staff about how incredible these trips are. I think that is something that is very unique and special. I'm a big fan of travel. How about you, Tammy?
Oh my goodness, yes. Having just gotten back from a trip last week, yes, absolutely. That's cool.
I saw those pictures. It was beautiful. I can't wait to hear some more about that trip. That sounds fantastic. But so, Dr. Alina, so these trips are part of it, but also like on a day-to-day basis. I feel like is it almost like this family atmosphere? I feel like there's a lot of respect there.
Yeah,
Is that
so it's because they try, because they see how much I care about my patients, why they stay with me. It's not for the trips or the money or anything material.
It is that care, that humanity.
Yes.
And Tammy, you were just talking about pies. Speaking of humanity and giving, what were the pies for?
I gift pies at Christmas time to my clients as a thank you and a appreciative gesture, just because I so appreciate their trust and their loyalty in me. So yeah, I give them a choice of apple or pecan and give them a
Oh.
pie. So pie pickup day is today, and it's one of my favorite days all year long.
Pie pickup day. That's
Pie
awesome.
pickup day. Yep.
I love it. So, since we're talking about those connections, whether it's with our clients, our patients, our staff, you know how important it is to me to make sure that we also include how we're contributing to the community, right? How we make an impact on something that is bigger than us. Now, Dr. Alina, I know that you have done a lot of different things to contribute. Do you have a couple that you'd like to share with us?
Yes, definitely. So, as a reward to my patients, every year at my anniversary date, we do a movie night for all of our patients. It's usually at Market Commons, so we occupy the whole cinema.
That's fun.
Also, I'm working with Dental Lifeline Network for about 15 years now to provide comprehensive dentistry for adults with special needs. I know many adults cannot afford dental care in our area, especially, yeah, most vulnerable residents. And from cleaning up painful dental infections and being able to eat again to rejoining the workforce, we help those desperately in need of dental care become pain-free and smile confident again. Also, we do two food drives per year supporting Backpack Buddies and South Strand Helping Hands. We also do a food drive for veterans, sponsored food pantry and Saukesti food pantry. We do preoral cancer screenings. We are recognized by the Oral Cancer Foundation as a practice and staff that gives back to the community and show true concern for public health. We also helped with free dental care for the Children's Recovery Center, a private nonprofit agency in Myrtle Beach. We give free fluoride for veterans, and also I did a free smile makeover for one veteran. I did travel to Africa to add in the dental treatment also. Continue to send toothbrushes and other need supply over to Africa. I provided free dental screening and treatment for local homeless people. I also set up an emergency treatment room at a local church to complete dental treatment for patients in need in the past. And that was with Beulah Church in Conway.
Wow. You do a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot.
Yeah, I try to give back to the community because there are so many people in need.
And it's amazing. What strikes me about that is, you know, when you think of the people who need that treatment, our smile is so, it, our first impressions of people is based on kind of their, you know, their smile. And there's so many people out there that are probably reluctant to smile because of not, you know, not getting the care that they need. So it's, that's such a, I just think that's fantastic that you do that.
It's
yes
important. Yeah, it's that confidence too, right?
Confidence, yes,
yes,
absolutely.
That they can probably, it helps them to communicate, maybe even to get jobs and things. I think that there's a ripple effect there to what you're doing, Dr. Alina.
Yes, there is when you see a person's face first, it's the smile that is seen first. That's what it is. If you have a missing tooth, that's matter how the nose is or the eyes or the eyebrows, is the smile that you see first.
Yes. Yeah. And you notice when people aren't smiling and you wonder, like, are you okay? Yeah. I love that. Now, the research that I've done prior to starting the Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit, was to discover that there is a correlation between businesses that do the right things for their people, for their customers, and for the community, and that they find that it comes back to them in customer loyalty and referrals. Have you noticed that too, Dr. Alina?
Definitely so. So in my practice, I do very little advertising. My new patient income is based on word of mouth. So I do have patients that refer family and friends and neighbors and newcomers, and that's how I stay in practice, because people do like what I do and what I have to offer.
That's wonderful. And Tammy, I know that you started to do these recognitions on social media about the local nonprofits. How's that going for you?
Oh, it's going fantastic. So we had Ground Zero in November, Freedom Readers in December. I've got some lined up for the first 4 or 5 months in 2025. So it's good. I love giving those nonprofits a space to be, you know, to just get the word out more about it. So it's going fantastic.
Good. Now, you know, Dr. Alina, I'm curious. You had given one of the times that I was there, you gave me some suggestions about different toothpastes and toothbrushes and stuff. Are there some suggestions that you have for listeners?
As far as toothpaste, yeah, there is a trend nowadays to use whitening toothpaste. And in my opinion, and from the research that was done, that's the worst thing that you can ever do, because it's too abrasive and it actually takes enamel away. And once the enamel is gone, you cannot replace it. And that's the hardest substance in the body. It's harder than bone. So, in my office, I have a list of toothpastes that patients can use, and I'm not making advertising for any of them, but I want my patients to preserve enamel. So we always look at the RDA number, which is the abrasiveness factor for any toothpaste, and it should not be higher than 70, 70. The toothpaste that I love the most, and I think is the best toothpaste in the world, is the carry-free toothpaste. It does contain fluoride and nanohydroxyapatite, but it's the type of nano that is 20 around nanomicrons.
That's crazy. That's
Yeah.
awesome. Thank you for sharing those resources. I appreciate it. And thank you so much for your time today and for all the amazing work that you do for your patients, for your staff, for the community, all the incredible contribution that you make. I really appreciate that. We appreciate that. Tammy, did you have some final parting thoughts?
More of a question, more or a couple of questions, I guess. If anyone out there is looking for a new dentist, and obviously they want more information, they can go to your website. Do you take people with insurance as well, or do you just do the membership? Just a little bit more on that so people can understand how your practice works. You take insurance and whatever it doesn't cover, out-of-pocket expenses. Okay. Okay.
And for anyone looking to get a little bit more information, that website is dunesdentalservices.com.
Correct.
Excellent. Well, thank you both so much. And for all of you listeners, thank you for listening. We appreciate you. Let us know if you have any questions or have a suggestion for a guest that you think we should be shining a light on in the community. You can reach me at Heather at thehumanityofsales.com and make sure to join us each Sunday at 10 a.m. right here on WRNN. Hot Talk 99.5. See you next Sunday.
You've been listening to Heather Hanson O'Neill, host of The Humanity of Sales. Brought to you by Tammy Hardy, certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. Be sure to tune in each week on Sunday at 10 a.m. for more strategies and stories of purpose and profit.